This is TWiT.
A lovely apartment complex somewhere in Florida called Windermere that just sounds delightful until you get in and start reading your agreement, your rental agreement with them, which, among other things, prevents you from writing any negative reviews and purports to be able to assign over your rights to your photographs taken of or around the structures of the apartment complex. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this is not a new idea. About a half decade ago, there was an enterprise called Medical Justice that was going around to the doctor community and telling them that doctors could control the consumer reviews that were written by their patients through a contract that Medical Justice provided them. And the contract went through various iterations. It included, at some points, a categorical ban on posting any consumer reviews online. And then in a later iteration, it purported to take a copyright assignment of the unwritten consumer reviews that patients might write in the future, and then put the copyright in the hands of the doctors, which they could then use to send takedown notices to the consumer review sites to purportedly scrub the reviews from the web. It was a terrible system. It was problematic in every respect. And ultimately, the good news is that everyone realized how stupid an idea it was. So after getting a lot of pushback, including from a team that I was on that created a whole advocacy site against Medical Justice's system, Medical Justice, quote, retired the form, told its doctors to stop using the form, and in theory, we all lived a happier life. Doctors now realize consumer reviews are an essential part of building their practice. Instead of suppressing consumer reviews, they should be going in and encouraging them from their patients. 90% plus of reviews that are written by patients are positive about their doctors. So the entire premise of the medical justice system that we need to suppress consumer reviews was deeply misguided, and we learned a lot. Unfortunately, the system that Medical Justice developed had the capacity to leak over to other industries. And at times we've seen other industries come up with either the same system copying from Medical Justice or independently came up to the same conclusion. What if we told our customers, don't review us online, and we'll take a copyright in your unwritten consumer reviews that you might write. So the discovery of this particular system in an apartment building was, I think, perhaps inevitable, but it was nevertheless very sad because it shows that the medical justice problem has leaped out of the medical industry and is now infecting other segments of our economy. This particular form was particularly poorly drafted. As you pointed out, it had a flat ban on taking any photos within the apartment building and then sharing those photos, which would interfere with lots of ordinary behavior by on the part of tenants. The fact that we've spotted this form now in other sectors of our economy means we're going to have to go and fix that as well, just like we did with the medical justice problem in the medical community. So I look at this as an opportunity for us to go and teach the landlord community, don't do what this is doing. And hopefully everyone else will get the message, don't do this. This is really not a good idea.
Right. And you pointed out in your quotes when you were interviewed by Ars Technica, that they could actually not only, you know, is it not a good idea as far as the Streisand effect and the terrible repercussions they've been suffering. They went from having very few, very innocuous Yelp reviews to a whole flurry of negative reviews that are not focused on the quality of apartment living that you can experience at Windermere, but are focused on the clumsy nature of this social media addendum they tried to ram down people's throats. So the publicity they're getting out of this is just horrific. And it, in addition to that, they may well also be opening themselves up to lawsuits, correct, Eric?
Yeah, that's my position. And we actually have a pretty relevant case on point. Back in 2003, there was a court case where a software vendor had put into its standard EULA that the consumers of the software couldn't post product reviews on about the software. A New York court held that that violated New York's unfair competition law, that simply asking consumers not to review the product was its own form of impermissible competition, whether or not they'd ever enforced a clause. I think that case is a good lesson for any business that thinks that they can suppress consumer reviews. We haven't seen a lawsuit against the apartment building, but as a legal proposition, I wouldn't want to be in the lawsuit. In the apartment building shoes. I think that the legal risk is significant. And I would say more generally that I think we've learned in the last decade or so that there's an unwritten rule in our society that may be codified in particular parts of the law, but whether it is or not, we're going to reach this outcome. Consumers should be free to talk about the goods and services that they're consuming, and efforts on the part of businesses to gag their consumers are simply not acceptable in our society. We're seeing that, I think, over and over again. There was a law enacted in California recently that banned businesses from trying to gag their consumers. That only applies in California. The Florida apartment building won't be governed. But there is going to be an initiative in Congress to try to create a federal nationwide ban against gagging consumers. I will support that law. I hope that 12 listeners will support that law. I think that that is the only logical outcome for our society.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. Sarah, when I read about this, learned about this situation, you know, of course, this is all just pure speculation on my part, but I did not envision an evil property owner or really even a savvy enough property owner to realize how badly they were shooting themselves in the foot here. What I did envision was a poorly educated and not commonsensical lawyer who decided that, gee, we've got these social media sites out there and they could really be harmful. And I'm going to try and, you know, do my job and make my law degree mean something by acknowledging that and giving my client here some value and, you know, trying to give them a little bit more protection in this social media addendum I'm going to put into the lease. Do you think I'm just way out in left field there? I mean, I really do feel like this is probably not the client's fault, but the lawyer's fault.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's bad legal advice from someone who was trying to get fancy and use copyright law too. I thought that was a really interesting part of it, that not only was it just written content that involves the property, but also photos. That seemed like an odd extension of what they were trying to do. But no, I think you're probably right. I mean, there was a lawyer involved somewhere giving bad advice. And I, you know, whether or not it's against the law, I hope that Eric's right about that unfair competition law kind of being something that would apply beyond New York. Did you say that case was in New York? I think. But certainly, you know, beyond that too, it's just a terrible PR move. And like he says, this is just violating the unwritten rule that, you can't gag consumers. And I'd love to see legislation along those lines too. I hadn't heard about that, but that's great to know.